The burdens you bear indicate how much you care. Bearing burdens is tough enough, but bearing them all alone can become literally unbearable. The truth is, a burden which cannot be shared cannot be lifted. The good news, make that the God news, is that Jesus Christ has expressly invited you to share your burdens with him. Here is Christ's remarkable invitation from Matthew 11. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In these difficult days, you may be reaching the limits of what you can bear on your own. Perhaps you already have, and find yourself stuck, seemingly unable to move forward with your life. If so, you need to turn to Christ and come to him, if only in will and desire. You have to ask Christ to lift your burdens. And you must be willing to let them go, to give them to God, to let Christ bear them with and even for you. That is what Jesus has done for us, taken our burdens upon his shoulders, so we could go freely to the God who loves us and sent Jesus to free us from those burdens we have been carrying on our own. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The yoke Jesus asks you to put around you, rather than burdening you, will instead lift and support you through the rigors of your daily life. That yoke is in fact the love of God, which will also direct your steps as well as uphold you. Thus does Jesus say his yoke is easy and his burden is light. What are your burdens? List them to Christ and place them before him. Then calmly and gently humble yourself before the humble one. Brushing aside pride, ask Christ either to lift your burdens off of you, if you are willing to let Christ take them, or to bear them with and, if need be, for you. Finally, trusting the Lord with all your heart and embracing the freedom of Christ's yoke of love, you will find rest for your soul.